The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right, we're heading for trouble. But we know that that's always where you're potentially going as an investor, so the best thing to do, well, seek out the trouble, but be able to know that it is trouble. Recognize it, and then you can steer clear of it. And that's what they do at New Constructs, where they evaluate securities, stocks, mutual funds, ETFs, and more on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. What makes something attractive is that, basically, the market hasn't quite recognized its potential and has looked at top-down numbers and sort of sees a picture that maybe doesn't look quite as rosy as you might find from the grassroots level. And the opposite is what makes something dangerous. It's where everything looks rosy at the top line level, but if you dig in at the footnotes, you're going to find that there's a problem. And that's what David Trainer and his crew does at New Constructs. They start at the bottom and they work their way up. If you want to find out more about how it works, you want to read their blog posts, which include detailed descriptions of their danger zone picks and more, well, go to newconstructs.com. You want to make sure you don't miss anything they're doing, you'll follow them on Twitter, where they're at New Constructs. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
I'm going to go a little outside the box for you here. The Federal Reserve.
Danger, danger.
Okay, you're going outside the box because, of course, we can't buy the Federal Reserve. But functionally, this is about the Fed putting all of us in danger. And I know from looking at your blog, this has a lot to do with your belief, one that I happen to share, that the Fed really doesn't have control anymore. So how is the Fed in the danger zone and particularly making it dangerous for the rest of us?
You know, in the big picture, the Fed is a sideshow. And the fact that it's getting attention for its impact on the economy is a big diversion from what really needs to change, and that's fiscal policy. But getting down to the meat of the thesis here, for me, the Fed is irrelevant these days for three major reasons. Number one, there's no longer really an inflation. Two, markets are pricing capital now, right? You don't need someone in a centralized position to price capital, fixed income or equity. And to be honest, the Fed hasn't had control over the rates in a long time.
If the Fed is in the danger zone, then theoretically everything else is affected by it. So how do we get to where we respond properly? Because it's not like when you put a stock in the danger zone. In this case, the Fed could become a catalyst for a lot of different things. So how do we react?
I think it gets back to understanding that we're in a new regime when it comes to investing. And you're not going to be able to build strategies around large macro themes like what the Fed's going to do, whether they're going to raise or not raise. Are they signaling the economy is good or not good? All of this has been a great diversion that's kind of kept the spotlight off Congress for not getting off their duffs and really improving fiscal policy. And in this environment, we need to focus on really what distinguishes one company versus another, one stock versus another, based on those individual company merits, not based on some assumption that the tide lifting all ships is moving up or down.
The Fed is saying it's going to raise rates. So when I read your piece, you know, we're talking about low rates being the new normal. They've been this normal for a long time. But if the Fed isn't going to raise rates, or if they are, but they're not going to raise them much, do we have to sort of start changing our expectations and just kind of really just factor out the idea that the Fed can reload the weapon?
That's exactly right. They're going to be able to reload the weapon and bail us out of whatever happens next. Investors are going to need to really start being responsible and accountable for making good decisions. Advisors are going to have to really fulfill fiduciary responsibilities and understand cash flows.
Everybody's been buying defensive stocks because they're worried about, well, a rate increase cracks the market or something else cracks the market. And either way, market winds up cracked. That said, it means that you're finding higher values perhaps than you would otherwise on the defensive stocks. Does that mean that playing defense right now is itself dangerous? That, like, congratulations, we're in the danger zone, but we can't take the steps we normally would to steer clear?
Chuck, I think it's dangerous to have any investment strategy that doesn't start with an understanding of the real cash flows, not the GAAP earnings, not the non-GAAP earnings, but the real cash flows of the business. And so the thematic things that most people like to talk about, honestly, they don't really make sense to me. Every stock is defensive if it's got strong cash flows and a cheap valuation. It's not just about the sector always.
So the advice is throw out the thinking that says this industry or that industry is defensive. Look at cash flows purchased at the right price.
Yeah, and I think, the general theme through a lot of our discussions over the years, Chuck, has been don't pay attention to thematic investing. Don't pay attention to sector-based investing, because what ends up happening is a bunch of stocks move up, and maybe a few of them, or maybe none of them, deserve it. Eventually, the ones that don't deserve it come crashing down, and it's all kind of focused on people wanting to get a technical ride, having a technical-driven strategy. And I think those trades are crowded. I think they've run their course. Interest rates are going to get any lower than they already are. And, because a lot of what's driven the market over the last 15, 20 years is that interest rates have been going down. So at some point, technical strategies sort of lose their steam and cash flows matter again. And we get back to allocating capital intelligently, not just based on popularity or rumor.
And that's why you put the Fed in the danger zone, an unusual pick. But actually, pretty interesting stuff. David, thanks as always for joining us.
Great to be with you, Chuck. Thank you.
If you want more information on what David's talking about, you want to read some of the stuff that they've been doing at New Constructs that talks about low interest rates, go to newconstructs.com. On Twitter, @NewConstructs. David is president of the firm and joins us each week. Up next, it's the Market Call. David Brown from Sabrian Systems. Stay tuned. It's going to be fun when we return.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.